Don't say.
The Disciplined Investor is all about you, your money, and the markets. Sit back and get ready for this edition of the Disciplined Investor Podcast.
This episode of the Disciplined Investor is sponsored by Horowitz & Company. If you're looking for a portfolio manager, look no further. Horowitz & Company, from seed through harvest, cultivating financial success.
Well, good day to you. This is Andrew Horowitz, and welcome to the Disciplined Investor Podcast. This is episode number 131. We are now towards the middle end of October. Say goodbye to Columbus Day, and hello to earnings season. That's what's been going on lately. It's been very interesting earnings season. We're seeing a continuation of what we saw before, but a lot of companies are doing quite a bit better at least managing their expenses. Alcoa came out. We saw that. Interesting numbers. Stock went up about 7% that day, came down a bit. As a matter of fact, came down to exactly where it was on the day of the release. So not much of a pop there. And then we saw some other numbers. We saw the banking industry come out. Meredith Whitney came out with a surprise downgrade of Goldman Sachs, if you recall that. That was earlier in the week. And lo and behold, Goldman came out, had good numbers, but wasn't the same blowout as last quarter. Stock was down about 2%, no big deal. We saw also Citibank get kind of smashed, I think down 6% on the day of their earnings that came out. And Capital One also in sympathy because of the credit card issues. Concern about the continuing write-downs and set-asides that we had from J.P. Morgan as well. So big week for that. We also IBM come out with numbers. Now, what was interesting about IBM was that their numbers looked actually good, looked very good as a matter of fact. Their projections looked even better. And the stock was down in after hours. Now, we'll see, how that plays out, through the next few weeks. But, generally speaking, that throughout the earnings, there was an expectation running up into the earnings for IBM, and then kind of just petered out that day and right afterwards. But we also saw Google come out with earnings, and they actually saw an increase. Stock popped on that earnings release. So lots happening right now, and some interesting numbers, plenty of other things that happened also. We saw the jobless numbers, or I should say the initial claims, come out on Thursday. And if I recall, that was about 520. Still over the 500,000 initial claims mark. That means people are still being let go, which means essentially that employers are still looking to cut costs because demand is down. That is not a healing economy as of yet, but there is a separation of the economy clearly with the markets because you can bring down expenses and the bottom line is better. Bottom line is all we're talking about when it comes to equities, obviously. We also saw some interesting things. Singapore raised their guidance in terms of the country. it sounds like a company, but they raised their guidance and they raised their projections of what's going to happen in the future. We like Singapore and Korea. I think that's great. Brazil is just on fire. Crazy, just on fire. Oil, 77 plus range. There was a big drawdown this week. So everything's kind of coming up as if there is some real good things, or shouldn't say as if, but the reality is that things are looking a bit better. There are some definite holes out there. We found some areas that were a problem. We have some concern about the casino gaming industry. China put they're starting to talk about putting a restriction on the amount of machines, the amount of tables, as well as the age of gaming in Macau. And that's going to be a problem for Wynn and Las Vegas Sands. And the other thing that I want to mention to you is that if you remember last week, we went into in-depth discussion about a stock. We talked about Starint, symbol STAR. Now, right after that came out, we talked about that. Actually, I talked about that on DH Unplugged about 3 days before this podcast came out. And then talked about it again on this podcast and put out some information on the site. Starint was bought out since then, so if you didn't get it, you can't get it anymore. And we made about 45-50% on that. The buyout was by Cisco with about a 20-plus percent premium from the close on last Monday. And they were bought out, I believe, on Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday. Maybe it was Wednesday. I think it was Tuesday. And so that was good. That was a good play. Now what's happening, of course, some people are not happy that it's not, or they're not happy that it's not enough money. Haven't we heard this before? Same thing happened with the Perot family. that is now suing Dell and suing the board of directors. Now, it seems that Starint is also suing some shareholders suing Starint and Cisco for not getting good enough of a price. It should have been a much higher premium. So greed always seems to get in the way, but we know all about that. But today we do have a great guest on. We're going to bring him on in a second. We've had him on a couple of times in the past. Haven't talked to him on the podcast in a while. His name is Barry Ritholtz. Probably writes the number one economic and finance blog on the web. Name is The Big Picture, but Ritholtz.com. You've seen him. He has a book out. He has a great product out called Fusion IQ. And we're going to bring him on and talk with him because we always have a really good in-depth discussion. Great guy, good friend, and good friend of the show. Before we get to that, I want to talk about GoToMyPC. You know, one of the things that's interesting is that so many times you feel, I don't know, kind of locked down and change your office computer or, you know, you just can't get the information that you do at the office at home. Well, you know what you can do? You can break the chains and go to use GoToMyPC because you can access your office computer right from your house or anywhere, laptop, whatever it is. No more late nights or weekends coming to the office because you can use any program, work on any file, check your email, and access the network resources at your office right from your computer wherever you are because it's so easy to set up and use and secure. It's great. So the good news is, if you haven't done this, you really need to check this out, that our listeners can get a GoToMyPC free trial for 30 days, totally unlimited remote access for free. If you haven't checked that, it's a really cool process. If you haven't checked that, you should. Here's what you need to do. Just go to www.gotomypc.com/podcast, www.gotomypc.com/podcast. It's gotomypc.com/podcast, and you can get a free trial for 30 days, and I encourage you to do that. Cool, cool program and system. Before we get Barry on the phone, what I want to also mention to you is thank you for everybody who voted and nominated this show and the other shows that we do for the podcast, the annual podcast awards. We'll tell you when the voting is open. Keep your mind and your thoughts open on that. We'll make sure that we'll get you that information and vote many times or as many times you're allowed to for the show, The Disciplined Investor. I really appreciate it. And finally, we haven't mentioned in a couple weeks, I don't think, but if you're interested in us managing your money, of course, we have that access for that 14-minute virtual tour. Just go to the show notes at thedisciplinedinvestor.com. And if you missed out on Starint last week, you would have found that we wrote about that previously, and that's been something that we've been tracking for a while. And a few other ones that we mentioned on the show was like Mercado Libre, and we also mentioned Asia, ASIA. Take a look at those stocks. You'll see what I'm talking about. But we also had the stock charts up last week, and if you would have gotten on that, you would have made a quick 20% overnight on that. That was pretty cool. Pretty happy about that. I hope we made money for you. If we did, let me know. Send me an email at askandrew@thedisciplinedinvestor.com. We're going to be right back with Barry Ritholtz talking about economy. You won't want to miss this. He is great. And I love talking to him. We get so many great comments when he's on. So stick around. We'll be right back on the Disciplined Investor Podcast. And an old friend of the show, someone who hasn't been on for a while, his schedule is pretty crazy these days. You see him around on TV. He's talking his book, or about his book, not of his book. And a good friend of mine on the show, Barry Ritholtz, is here. He is the author of Bailout Nation. Of course, the one of the higher-ups in Fusion Analytics, a great software product that helps you make some great decisions when it comes to understanding individual stocks, et cetera. So, Barry, how are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
It's good. I've been good. It's been a while. We've talked, but it's been a while to have you on the podcast. And I know there's always a lot of people that want to hear you.
I've been on tour. It's been around the world book promotion / nightmare, which I thought when you wrote a book, when you were finished writing, you were done. It turns out not so much.
You know, I wrote a book a couple years back, and actually, I haven't told anybody this yet, but there's another one coming very soon, and this one's going to be a big
media
thing.
You're a brave man.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask you. It's like giving birth, isn't it, if we were having to know what that's like?
No, I know exactly what it's like. It's I literally put on about 20 pounds writing the book. I wanted to say, which, by the way, mostly came off pretty quickly, so now I'm merely fat as opposed to very fat, but between the caramel macchiatos and just cranking down, it was a sad day when New York City started requiring the calorie counts at the various Starbucks.
Right.
So the banana bread that I like is like 450 calories. Oh. A bagel with cream cheese is less than that.
Right.
And the caramel macchiato is like 500 calories.
Right.
It was like, oh, so let's see. It's an afternoon snack, writing the book, 1,000 calories. Do that a couple of times a week
right.
for a year and a half,
right.
and no big deal.
Right.